Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The ball hit out towards center field. Tauchman's going back, and that one is gone. Off the batter's eye, a three-run home run. It's 11-0. Joe, we should do this during the regular season.
Yeah, if you're going to get me nine spots.
Tom McCarthy and Ruben Amaro Jr. on the call there on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The Phils are beating up on the Yankees today. It's still 11-0 there, Jack.
It is. Alec Bohm, big dinger. First bomber of the year. We talking bombers?
The one thing that we really haven't talked about when we look at this lineup, when we're like, all right, is the lineup good enough? We don't remember. I think a lot of us forget just how good Alec Bohm was last year. And can he come back and do it again?
Rube with Giglio last night compared him to Miguel Cabrera.
Miggy?
Yeah. I mean, that's a
Would you take that, Ike?
That's a big comp.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than preseason before your team actually in the games count, man. We are the most optimistic fan base ever.
Until the first game.
Oh my God.
Well, when are we doing our Eagles 11-5 show this year? Sorry, 11-6.
Yeah, I was gonna 11 say 11-6. Yeah.
Probably
or 12-5, that is.
Probably right after the first game that they win. Right.
I do like the bomb squad, though. He should be a pretty good one.
He's good. Matt Moore, who is a candidate to be a fourth or a fifth starter, he went two scoreless innings. And then when are we going to be ready to talk ourselves in the Vinny Velasco rounding the corner and pitching well this year? Two innings, Ike. Two scoreless, hitless innings, three strikeouts.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Yeah.
Well, at least he's probably going to be the bullpen this year, not the starting staff, yeah. So it won't be.
No, he's like Wendell Smallwood. You can't get rid of him. He'll be in that rotation at some point.
Yeah, I'm gone all the days of us talking about Vince Velasquez and what he could or couldn't be, and he's a great athlete and all the other stuff.
He's good at golf, too, I've heard.
Yeah, great athlete, like Sam Bradford.
You guys ready for my burning question today?
Please. Yes, please.
Who has the most pressure on them this year? Aaron Nola, Bryce Harper, or Joe Girardi?
Aaron Nola.
Bryce Harper, Joe Girardi. That's a good question.
See, I don't think that – I mean, it should be Bryce Harper.
It doesn't feel like that, right?
But it doesn't feel like that. It should be Joe Girardi, but it doesn't feel like that.
It doesn't feel like any of them have
pressure. Yeah, I mean, that's my point. And then, like, Aaron Nola is just kind of Aaron Nola. No one's really
– No, hell no. No, hold up. You're going to tell me there's no pressure on Aaron Nola? I've been told he was better than Cole Hamels. He's an ace of a staff. I've been told all of this stuff. And you can make an argument that they in part didn't get into the playoffs because of him.
Yeah, I'll say Aaron Nola.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, what are we doing around here with these guys that are supposed to be star players? No pressure on him. No pressure on Bryce Harper. Just go ahead and bat 260 and hit 30 home runs.
Yeah,
no pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of how
this team is going to make the playoffs, right?
But it's been
– No, there's no pressure on anybody, but somehow this is a playoff team?
Near a playoff team, maybe.
Yeah, see, we like guys, and then we don't want to put pressure on them to have to perform. Mm. No, there's pressure on Bryce Harper. There should be pressure on Bryce Harper every year. And I love Bryce Harper. Love the fact that he's here. It doesn't mean he gets to come here and not live up to expectations because we like him. Like, no, that's nonsense.
Well, you're right.
It's a $300-plus million contract. There's pressure on him to actually, how about this, be a damn all-star this year. Be the best right fielder in the National League this year. Can we get that?
Probably not.
Oh, hell.
Probably not.
He's got to be an all-star this year.
Oh, my goodness. We can't even make the all-star team?
Well, the all-star team, yes.
But well, that's what I just asked.
I mean, I was responding to, I thought you said the best right fielder in the league, which I don't
know. No, I said
know
in the National League. Okay. Is that not what he would be?
Mookie's probably the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, then he probably won't be the starting right fielder.
Right. No, but just at least make
a
the
reserve.
All-star
yes, a reserve, yes.
Okay.
But what, listen,
my bad, Mookie. Forgot what, about Mookie. Was
what,
in L.A.
What you're saying is correct, but all, what I'm doing is I am simply taking the fan base's temperature. There's not a lot of, listen, this is the year for Bryce Harper. Maybe we need to step it up and have this conversation with everybody.
Oh, well, that's what we do for every other star player is us.
Well, let's do it.
It's us. It's the media. It's us. We put the pressure on the athletes.
Well, that's what the fans say.
Oh, it is. We're the ones who drive the conversations every day. I don't mind it. It's what it is. I'm just saying Bryce Harper is here. He's supposed to be the face of the franchise. When we signed him, we thought we were getting one of the top players in baseball. And you're telling me he doesn't even have to be an all-star? He doesn't have to get the team to the playoffs?
You would hope so.
He doesn't have to do anything?
And then there's Joe Girardi.
Well, I tell you, I wish I was Bryce Harper. I know every star athlete wish they got the pass that Bryce Harper is getting.
Yep.
My goodness.
That's true. What about Joe Girardi?
Well, and then there's Joe Girardi, who was his big upgrade over Gabe Kapler.
Right.
You know, he ran Gabe Kapler out of town for this guy. And he's the worst bullpen. This guy's supposed to be some kind of genius with the bullpen. He's the worst bullpen in the history of baseball last year.
I don't know if I could put the bullpen on him, but
they did lose seven of eight. Gabe also had no talent out there, but Gabe was the worst thing to ever happen in the history of this city.
True. You're right.
It's
you're
true.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you come Jack, in here with the New York love. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're not letting anybody off the hook, man. I mean,
this show's holding everyone accountable this year.
All right, fire Girardi.
No, we don't need to fire anybody.
Is that what you wanted?
We got to worry about September Nola. I mean, September Nola's cost the team playoffs the last 2 years.
Exactly. That was actually a good question, man, because all three of them should be under pressure.
But that's but John's right, because they don't. It doesn't feel like it.
It
doesn't feel like there's pressure on any of them.
Oh, awesome. We just put it all on John Middleton to re-sign everybody.
Right.
No, but, not a potted plant
just,
sitting in
just
the corner.
Just in general. And I don't know if this is because of the pandemic and we haven't been to games and things like that. I mean,
hell, that didn't stop us from.
No, yeah. No, you're right. But, like, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of, like, yo, you know, this team's going to make the playoffs this year. Like, you know, Joe Girardi, you're on the clock, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a lot of that going on right now. Bryce Harper should be on the clock. Joe Girardi should be on the clock. Aaron Nola should be on the clock, right? Doesn't feel like any of these guys are on the clock at all.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Jack. Thank you. Well, there you go. By the way, Odubel hit a home run today, and he is in mid-season bat flip form. He chucked that thing halfway down the first baseline.
All right, Odubel. Let's be out here bat flipping.
He also bat flipped his double down the line.
Did he really?
Yeah, he
oh
sure
my
did.
God.
Oh, he's really back.
Wait till he walks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
True Odubel. Flip another double. They're going to be stuck with Odubel.
Yeah, he's going to be on the team. He's going to be on the team. He can play his way on or off the team.
Yeah.
And if he keeps playing the way that he's playing, he had a home run and a double today, he's going to be on the team because they realize that he's better than the other options they have there.
Yes.
And he's going to be on the team. Yep. Absolutely.
I hope they're ready to explain it.
Well, they're
going to have to.
Well, no, they're going to have to. Yeah. And it seems like Girardi's already been pretty adamant about the whole thing in having Odubel's back.
He certainly wanted to plant the seed in our minds that it's a possibility. Right? Like,
he's in spring training, so it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
To your point. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of your dreams, buy from the home team. That is Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop local with Mark's Jewelers. Their website is marks-jewelers.com. And it's what you think the 76ers should do. Is it time to push the chips in, Ike?
No.
All in?
No.
Yes or no?
We do this all in stuff, it tends to go wrong.
Well, 89% right now are saying yes. All in with the chips.
big win last night. That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me either. Let's go get Kyle Lowry. All right, Ken in Oxford. Ken, how are you?
Hey, man. How you guys doing? Let me take you off speaker.
Please.
What's up, Ken?
How are you?
First off, I got to say, hands down, the best show on this station.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Thank you, Ken.
And I've always wanted, I've never called you guys, always wanted to, but I can never get through. So that should be another thing you guys should be proud of.
Awesome.
Anyway, appreciate that, yep.
Anyway, my first thing is to Jack. He does remember that Wilt and Dr. J played in Sixers uniforms, right?
See, I don't think so.
See, Ken, he tried to bait us with that MB comment earlier.
Yeah.
I just let it go. I let it go as if I didn't even hear him.
Then he got me all riled up on Embiid after that. And here's my thing. I think he is outstanding, one of the greatest players I've ever seen. But when they talk MVP, I don't want to hear load management. I've been watching Philly sports for 50 years. I've never heard the term load management until Embiid came into the NBA. I've never heard that term. They invented it for him. He can't play more than two in a row. He can't do... To me, that's not an MVP. Well, I don't even like basketball. That's the other thing. I don't even watch it. I'm just going off on what I hear.
Well, hold on. If you don't watch it, how are you going to say he's not the MVP, or he's not as good as we think he is, or he's not the MVP?
I'm saying I think he probably is as good as you. I see his highlights on the news and whatnot. He is as good as you say he is. But my issue is when they talk MVP.
The load management thing. I got you. We got you, man.
Your MVP's got to be the MVP. He had that real soft ankle injury last year during the bubble where he rolled it under the basket, and then he leaves the game at halftime. These are supposed to be games to put us in the playoffs.
Then
in the fourth quarter, he's jumping up and down on the sidelines. Come on.
Well, Kent, to your point, and again, thank you for the call. It was just a couple games ago where we actually had the conversation where Jack was saying, what is he doing? He's got a sore ankle. Don't play. I mean, listen, he's never going to play 82 games, nor should he. Can he play 72? 74? I mean, so he's missed six games in the first half of the season, which is not, it's not great, but it's not bad. To win the MVP, he's not going to be able to miss another 6-8 games or something like that. He's got to play.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, and he pushed through it.
He wants to win the MVP. He's going to play. He knows he can't win the MVP missing games. So if he were going to just miss games, he is talking more about being the defensive player of the year, so maybe he knows he's going to miss games the rest of the year, which is going to prevent him from being the MVP. But, yeah, he can't win the MVP if you're going to miss games. It's just not going to happen.
Nope. 215-592-9494. On the other side, back into your phone calls, 76ers, is it time for them to push the chips in and really go for it or not? Mark Andreessen, 94 WIP. That's next.
It's tough to go out there and see how we fight and compete and to have a game like that taken from us. And I'm never, ever one to blame a ref, to blame an official. I could say we could have done more, but this is getting out of hand. You know, there have been games like this that we've won. There have been games like this that we've lost. But this whole refereeing stuff and the way we're nice, we don't complain, we don't get frustrated. You know, we fight through things. And the fact that we just continually get screwed in a way by this. You know, we won this game, in my personal opinion.
Donovan here.
Donovan Mitchell. After the game last night, after he got tossed and kicked the cooler, hit the cooler, and almost hit the poor security guy that was sitting there and said he was sorry.
Man, I wish there was fans in the stands for that one. whole stand saying, nah, 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 hey, goodbye.
I know he took, 34 shots last night or 32 shots last night. I love the kid. I do. I mean, I love him. Would I have felt the same way if I was him that last night? Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know if it was as bad as he was saying that it was, but, Sixers were definitely getting some calls there late. And they're at home, right? So they get him. What do we care? But Donovan Mitchell, very upset after the game. Did you think the officiating was uneven last night in the fourth? They're right.
I always think NBA officiating is bad.
You're right.
It just is. It's just a matter of when does the bad call happen and does it cost you the game or not.
Right.
And so it's hard to make foul calls and be consistent with are you calling a foul late in the game? Are you going to let the guys play? So, listen, he was whining last night. You can argue he had some legitimate gripe, but, that he just showed his – where he's still young, and I don't know. These guys, you lose a game. To me, you should feel a certain way if you're going to the podium whining and complaining after a game.
Well, he said he's not going to complain. Then he complained.
Yeah, that's
for the
what
whole
I'm saying. Like, you know how that's going to be portrayed. You know how that's going to be discussed, unless it's egregious. And it's an obvious blown call that somebody makes. What's the point of even bringing it up? You're not going to come out looking good. If that was our team, we as fans can make those complaints, but players doing that, they would be getting ridiculed the next day by media members, whether it's us or national media members. They would say, shut your big butt up and quit crying.
Right.
If that was Joel Embiid complaining about foul calls. So remember, I was getting on Joel about throwing his hands
constantly up. Complaining,
constantly complaining about foul calls. You're 7'2", 270. Like, dude, knock it off. I don't need to see my center throwing his hands in the air every time he gets touched.
All right.
Like, just play basketball, man. Just
play. There's going to be contact on you. You're too damn big.
It happens.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
It happens.
But to your point, it wasn't egregious to where it wasn't the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers or whatever back in the day, right?
Tim Donnie,
it was like, there was a couple of, it was like, yeah, Sixers
calls,
got a call.
They could go either way.
Sixers got a couple calls, without a doubt.
And the one thing he did say is they've gotten some of those calls and they've gotten some that went against them. Well, then shut up then.
No, isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, you're really upset is that you lost.
Right.
Y'all blew a game.
You blew
the game that y'all should have won. That's really what you're upset about.
Yeah, you blew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have won the game. You lost because it got to overtime, and you got tossed when you knew the game was over in overtime.
Yeah. Right.
And you kicked it. Was it a kick or a punch, the cooler?
I think it was a punch.
Was it a punch? Yeah, he was pissed.
And that's the other thing. He don't think that wasn't calculated. He wanted to deflect away from that.
Yes.
So you complain about the referees, so we can talk about you complaining about the referees.
Yeah, well.
Like, come on, Donovan.
Great win by the 76ers last night.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. We have
number one in the East versus number one in the West.
Yep. Yeah, and Embiid now has, is it four games this season with 40 and 10?
Yeah.
Five games this season with 40 and 10. I mean, there's nobody else that's even really close. All right, Matt, South Philly. Matt, what's up? How are you?
What's up, fellas? This is my first time calling into this show, so Ike Reese, it's an honor for this.
Appreciate it, brother.
And Johnny Marks,
sir.
I've been there with you, too, for your process from the beginning. I came to Botto's that one time, and you were doing your job with the other, and I gave you a correct fantasy football player to take that day,
who?
Actually.
Who?
I think it was like Patrick, what's his name? Dude, one that I forget his name right now. Well, you needed a player on defense. I don't know why it was fantasy football, but so all right.
Well, thank you for being with me.
So I'm a member of the process. You want to talk about LTB? Good, cool. But that all came after the process, and this is what was saying going to happen. Now I thought maybe we should get a player, but now after last night, they were tough. They're developing. They're emerging into something else. If they can, if they're whatever, they can buy out somebody. If they can get like a white dude who emerges from the 3-point corner out of nowhere, like the Jazz. Like, how do they have that guy? He like disappears into the floor and then
he's
over.
There. Yeah,
and he's there. If the Sixers had that, like automatic three, they'd be sick. They don't need to really throw everything away right now. This is the process. This is the first year with Doc. First year with Doc. We don't need to get rid of all that for right now. Let's see how this team takes it. You know, what they emerge into, you know?
Hold on. What do we need again?
A white guy that blends into the floor is what. It's great. No, but you're right. You don't even know he's open, and then all of a sudden he's just there shooting threes, nothing but net. I agree. So, Matt,
I didn't even think of that.
Matt, you're content with seeing where this team goes this year and then making adjustments going forward. You're not doing anything right now.
I got one more point.
What?
Please. And then in the offseason, we signed Jamal Murray from the Nuggets, and then it's over for the next 3 years.
How are you getting him?
The Warriors just emerged as a team, right? You know,
that's
this
a great
is what
idea.
Happens. Let's get Jamal Murray in the offseason, see what happens.
All right, man. Thank you. I believe
salary cap in basketball.
I would love to. It doesn't
sign
exist.
Who we want.
I would love to get Jamal Murray. I don't know how that's.
I know that's not possible.
You know, you could have drafted him instead of Ja, right? I believe that was the same draft.
Is that the draft?
Yeah.
And Booker.
Was that the Ja?
Or no, it wasn't the Ja draft. But I remember saying that the reason why you trade Ja is because you can get a player like that.
I actually think it was the Ben draft.
I think it was.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
Because the Booker was year four, and then obviously Jamal was a freshman. Mm. So,
man.
But yeah.
Those damn Kentucky players.
Yep. Let's go to Enzo. Enzo in Westchester. Enzo!
Mark Cerise.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Enzo?
Man, Mark, you made it to work today.
I did.
I didn't think you were going to make it, bro.
Why?
What happened?
I'm worried, brother. Man, I didn't think you were going to make it because of that Camry.
Oh, well, no. So yesterday I dropped the Camry off at the shop, and I got the loaner of the rental. So I have this. That, right. So Ike saw the I have a white Camry now.
It's nice. Blends nice. In with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Blends
right in with me.
We got to push our chips in for Kyle Lowry, guys. I know you don't like it, Ike.
Can't do it.
On, Ike.
Can't
need
do
him.
It.
Why not? Tell me why not. Give me a good reason why not.
Well, I mean, listen, the reason I wouldn't do it is because I don't want to give up young players and future draft picks for a guy that's 34 right now and is going
to
be 35 next year that you're going to have to.
I want you to hear what he's saying.
That you're going to have to recommit to. Is he talking to someone else? That you're going to have to recommit to because of what you've given up to get him. And now you're stuck with a guy who's probably going to be past his prime, right? When you're paying him $25 to $30 million and he's averaging 13 points a game and 6 assists, and he can't stay in front of the likes of a Kyrie Irving or Drew Holiday or any other young guard that's in the Eastern Conference, let alone get to the Western Conference and not stay in front of those guys. I wouldn't do it. I like this Sixers team. I like where they are. Be patient. There's no need to rush this thing. You got good chemistry going. Don't get the itchy trigger finger. No pun intended, and go out and make a move that's going to cost you. Like, at some point, this organization has to have the ability to shut WIP off, turn off Twitter. Scott O'Neill, turn Twitter off. Like, they have to have the ability to stop reacting to what fans want them to do in the moment and see the big picture. You got a good thing going. You got good chemistry going. Yeah, if it's advantageous for you, then do it. But if it's something that's going to compromise what we're doing and moving forward, you don't do it. You don't do it. Listen, it pained me to be against the James Harden trade. I didn't want to trade Ben Simmons and everything else that went along with it. And I know James Harden is in the MVP race. I look like an idiot or what have you. But the reason why I didn't want to do it was because I thought the Sixers can still be good with what they have. And they do have the best record by half a game in the Eastern Conference. They're not better than the Nets right now. And if they had Harden, yes, they would be better. But what we forget about in that scenario was James Harden didn't want to come here. He wanted to go to Brooklyn.
Wanted to go to Brooklyn, that's correct.
He wanted to go to Brooklyn, so that's where he wound up at. And I didn't want to do it for him, so why would I want to do it for a 34-year-old Kyle Lowry? Again, would it be an upgrade? Sure it would be, but I think it's short-sighted.
Is it enough is what the question
is. It's short-sighted. It just is. And here's the thing. He's not going to have the same impact that he had when Toronto won. A, Golden State, I mean, I may as well have been out there in that starting lineup with Golden State, the players they were putting on the court by the time that series was over with. That's why a guy like Kawhi and Kyle Lowry could bring that title home. I don't think you can do that right now with Kyle Lowry. He's 3 years older than there. He's a lot less athletic. Can he still shoot? Sure. I think you can still get the same production. Embiid is your best player. That's your best player. Everybody that's playing off of him and around him is going to improve. You're not beating the Nets with or without Lowry this year. I would wait. The Nets are more likely to blow up, and you would be able to beat them because of their dysfunction, as opposed to you somehow have acquired more talent in Kyle Lowry, and now you're just going to outscore the Nets and beat them on the court. I just don't see that happening.
All right, let's go to Ivor in Lehigh Valley. Go ahead. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Good to talk to
you. What's up, Ivor?
Listen, man. Going all in for Kyle Lowry, that's not going all in. That's going all food. Come on. What the Sixers need is not a grinder and a dog and all this nonsense. Sixers need another bona fide scorer, period. If you're not getting Zach LaVine or Bradley Beal, somebody that can put up 25 consistently on a night when Embiid's off or Embiid's limping or you got a hangnail or whatever. Because the only real reliable scorer this team has is Joel Embiid. So we need a scorer. When I look up the turnpike, I see a damn buzzsaw, okay? Those guys can blitz you to death on the net.
Yes. Yes.
So what? Do you propose then? Just be okay with keep the team and try to beat them, and when you can't, try to do something next year.
I am saying is okay. The team as currently constructed. Okay, I think we have the same chance, really, of beating the Nets with the team we got now with Kyle Lowry. Because I mean, Kyle Lowry, we need another.
He's
scorer.
A significant Lowry, upgrade over any other starter that you have.
I
significant.
That, how much of an upgrade is it? Okay.
Significant.
Kyle Lowry, all this over. He's a dog. He's a whatever. We need a dude that can join our team that can blitz. Especially if Embiid is off one.
Listen, if Bradley Beal was available, I would love to get him. If LaVine was available, I'd love to get him. They're not available.
I didn't get a chance to call in during the whole James Harden and Ben Simmons and all that.
Right.
Even now, okay? Mm-hmm. If you trade Ben Simmons from this team, okay, even if you get Bradley Beal, we're not beating the Nets. Because these guys are perimeter players, right?
Yep.
Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle together, okay, and some of these young guards, we have a better chance against the Nets than even if you get a big scorer and lose Ben Simmons. Okay? If you don't have Ben Simmons' defense and Matisse Thybulle that you can throw out there, you're not beating the Nets.
Right.
I agree.
We got you. Here's the thing. Like, if you were to try to get Beal, then Ben Simmons would have to be involved in the trade because he doesn't want to leave, and the Wizards don't want to trade him either. But, like, you would have to use Ben Simmons like you did trying to get James Harden, because he is real value. At least we think he's real value. You're not going to trade draft picks and Maxey to get a guy like Beal. So then you would be trading Ben Simmons. So why not get the next best thing, but just a huge upgrade. Kyle Lowry's a huge upgrade over what you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
A huge upgrade. You are that much
in
better
the short
of a team.
Term.
Okay, yeah, in the short term.
I still don't know if it's enough to beat the Nets.
Okay. I think that's fair, right? I mean, I think that's fair. I don't think you're that far off the Nets right now with the way that Embiid is playing. He just needs one more guy. He needs one more guy.
I guess I just don't get, like, are we supposed to just fold a towel and say we can't beat the Nets, so why even go for it this year when Embiid's having this year? I don't get it.
That's what it seems like.
Like, Morey, mm-hmm. when Morey was the Rockets, he was the only guy that competed against those Warriors teams.
Yep.
I mean, he's the only guy, and obviously they didn't get over the top.
You know what Morey did? He sold all future assets to try to win now, and what did he win?
He didn't win anything.
Yeah, okay.
He went against the buzzsaw and the Warriors. But I don't understand why we just have to give up because the Nets are a loaded team.
Because they're not going to be a loaded team forever.
But for the next 3 years, they have Harden, Kyrie, and KD. Like,
yeah, and you don't even know if you would want Kyle Lowry for the next 3 years. You may want him this year, but are you sure you're going to want him in 22, 23?
Maybe not 23.
Well, he's not going to sign a one-year deal.
No, you're probably going to have to give him a two-year deal, and then in the second year of that contract, you might be saying to yourself, like, all right, well, maybe we can move him for
– Or you might have to give him a three-year deal.
I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on how desperate you are. Listen, you think if the Sixers could have got away with giving Tobias Harris a three-year deal or a four-year deal for less money, they wouldn't have done it? No, he wanted a max deal.
Right.
And because you had committed assets to acquire him and Jimmy Butler, you already knew you didn't want Jimmy Butler anymore because he was ready to run the Wells Fargo Center and you didn't want that because you chose Brett Brown over Jimmy Butler. So you had to pay Tobias Harris. You had to overpay him. So once you give up what you got to give up to get Kyle Lowry, you're going to have to sign Kyle Lowry to another deal, multiple years, 2 to 3 years, at $20 to $30 million. And I'm just not doing that as he's getting older. I'm just not doing it. I know it would be a great story. Hometown kid. He certainly would fit here. Yeah, I get all of that. But that's what we like to fall victim to. I'm gonna have some patience. I'm gonna wait this thing out. I got a young team. I'm not gonna act scared and paranoid as if I gotta make moves because Embiid is gonna retire in 2 years. I'm not doing that because you know what? If that's truly the case, what happens if you don't win in those 2 years and he can't play anymore? Now you don't have anything.
Gave it a shot.
Great. We gave it a shot.
But here's what you still have. You still have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and you have expiring contracts that are now players are leaving. Right? Like, the idea that Maxey and two first-round draft picks really, really means something, it doesn't. Right? Like, that's...
Of course it does.
Well, I mean, not really. Not to me. But Maxey might end up being a decent player in this league, and these draft picks may end up being something for a team that's traded to, but just the odds are that they're not, right? The odds are the draft picks are going to be the draft picks. They're going to be players that are taken towards the end of the first round, and they don't materialize into anything special, right? So, like, I'm not worried about that. I'd rather take a shot now and not worry about that.
Now, I'd rather go get a Isaiah Thomas is out there available. Not Zeke, the other Isaiah Thomas.
I'm in.
There you go. I mean, there's other options there you can add if you just want scoring.
He'd be a good bet. He'd be a good bring him off the bench, give him some pop, get him out.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Why can't he do what Kyle Lowry does?
Well, he's not in the league for a reason also, you know what I mean? Like,
well, he's coming off of surgery.
I know, but like, if you can go get him to add, because, I mean, we already talked about that this team's a little bit light, right? So he can be depth coming off of the bench as far as scoring. All right, we'll get back to the phones in a second. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, you're buying from the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop local with Mark's Jewelers. Their website is marks-jewelers.com. Let's throw this into the mix, all right? Because today is the anniversary of the Franklin Delano Roosevelt quote of, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." And that was at his inauguration in 1918. One of the more famous quotes, and there's a lot of other famous quotes out there, but one of the more famous quotes in history. So Jack put it up as a Twitter question. What are some famous quotes, and what are some famous Philadelphia sports quotes, if you want to include that as well?
Mm-hmm. Some clown named Mike Lombardi!
So you could add that into the mix. I wrote down a couple of Philadelphia sports quotes, but also just like, what's the best quote that's out there? So you can go either direction, in addition to what we're talking about at 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones with DOT. DOT, West Philly, how are you?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Yo, DOT.
What's up, DOT? Hey.
Oh, man, I'm chilling. Hey, listen, man, every time I hear something about that parade from the Eagles, man, I get excited, man, like we just won it, man. I don't care what it is. It could be any little thing. I just get excited, man. But listen, I'm with you, Ike, before I go on the Sixers. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on the Phillies. I think every last one of them dudes should feel pressure, even Middleton. Like,
yes.
I don't know what the hell they think. Why wouldn't you feel pressure? Y'all had a bad season last year. Y'all couldn't make the playoffs, and they put an extra team in the playoffs. Just so y'all can try to make the playoffs, y'all still can't make the playoffs. So they got to stop.
Hey,
like
DOT, how about this? They have collapsed 3 years in a row coming down the stretch.
They try to blame it on the coach we had in Florida. Oh, he don't got to get them to get ready for the postseason. Oh, Joe Girardi did the same thing. Oh, he's pressured too because he's supposed to be this coach from New York. So before we get anywhere, some dudes better show up. I don't want to hear about the toughest. I don't want to hear that. They better show up this year.
Yes. There we go. That's what I'm talking about, DOT. Yes.
Every last one of them. Now, okay, back to the Sixers. Our MVP, JoJo. I was reading up on the odds. Do you know that the Joker and James Harden is in front of him after the get? This was updated this morning. Mm-hmm. They have Joker first, James Harden second. Now, I don't understand this because Joel Embiid team is the number one team in the East. They beat the Nets, and he just came up with 40-19 against Gobert. Like, and for the dude that was talking crazy on Joel Embiid,
yes.
Keith Pompey, I think that was him. He was talking like he was doing Gobert. I didn't like that man. He gave him 40-20. Like, that's crazy. But we got the MVP, and I just want to know why
so
we
right
have
now,
our MVP
so
at third place after that game last night.
So DOT, I don't know if what book you're looking at. I can just speak for the FanDuel book. The odds,
that's a good one to speak from.
The odds to win the regular season MVP for Joel Embiid. He is now the favorite to win the MVP at plus 210. So it goes.
Hey, my latest recording spot, I think I had the other guy.
But this just changed last night. So it changed from last night. So LeBron's plus 260. The Joker's plus 420.
Okay.
Steph Curry's plus 1,200. So really, this is a three-man race between LeBron, Joker, and Embiid. And Embiid has pulled out to the front. I mean, if he plays the same way that he did in the first half and doesn't miss too many games, unless LeBron makes a major move, which he could, Embiid right now is certainly odds-on favorite to be the MVP.
Should be.
Yeah.
Been the best player in the league this year.
That's his name, right?
Yeah. I mean, LeBron has been LeBron. He's been great, but I mean, Embiid, to me, has been the best player in the league this year. If you don't give it to him, then you may say James Harden. Jokic has had a great individual season, but his team
not very good,
has really been a disappointment after being as good as they were last year. I think they were the seventh or eighth seed this year. So, you know, he's putting up numbers, but his team isn't necessarily winning. Joel Embiid has the number one team in the East right now.
Yep.
Better record than LeBron, and he's already beaten LeBron. He's averaging more points and rebounds. His PER, I believe, is higher than LeBron's.
Yep.
He's the clear-cut MVP.
The clear-cut MVP right now. If he continues it at this pace, he's going to win it.
Yep.
Yep. And if and it's all about the team success, too. If the Sixers have the top record in the East, he's going to win it. All right, Black Gritty from BlackGritty.com. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, your boy jumped on that boat when it was plus 1,200. FanDuel trying to buy me out every week, brother.
You get a plus 1,200?
Buy me out every week. Man, it was plus 4,000 beginning of the year. My boy put 100 on it, and I didn't do it because I said, ooh, look, this dude's fat every week. He's like, this is the year. This is like, every year you tell me you're coming in here in shape. My boy about to get paid off of that plus 4,000.
Hold on, so hold up real quick. My math is slow now. How much is that? If I bet 100 plus 4,000.
Oh, plus 4,000, you get 4,000.
So I need to bet 100 to get 4,000.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. So I got 1,200 coming to me. They offered me 685 last night. I said, nah.
Oh, so they make offers to try to buy you out.
Oh, yeah. They try to cash me out.
That's a great idea.
They're like, come on now, brother. Come on. First they jumped with me a little 200, 250. Last night they jumped up to 685. I said, no, sir. Let me hold on.
Man, they offered you $600 last night?
Oh, $685, player, because I check every day.
And you turned it down?
So it's a $100 bet?
Yeah. Look, hey, I want that $1,200, player. I'm in there for long haul. I put $25 on Tom Brady with a Super Bowl for $800. I wrote that all year long.
Look at you.
Free money. Anywhoozy, let me tell you something. It's me and you back to back. I got your back, dog. I got my shotgun load. I don't want no Larry deal. I don't want none of that seasoning, brother. I don't want no Larry. He's old. He's goofy. He plays with people's ears and their socks. He's just a weird dude, and he's not going to get us where we need to be. If I'm trading something, I need something. And I think Maury Mafia is eyeing somebody we ain't paying attention to. I feel like there's somebody out there that can just score some buckets for us, that he can make a move, not give up the world because we ain't got the world to give, that will help this team. I know he's going to make some kind of move, but I don't want it to be Larry. I'm right with you on that, brother. I'm right with you.
Okay.
And Marks, you want to hear my quote?
Yes.
It's like I tell you all the time. Number five will always love you. Number five will always love you. All right, guys.
Thanks, Black Gritty. As far as the Philly sports quote, number five will always love you would be a top contender, right?
Top contender, yeah.
There's a lot of good ones out there. I don't want to take away the good ones.
Oh, man, I got to take away Big Red's. Time's yours.
Yeah, I have that written down.
Oh, time's yours.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Got to take that one away.
That's the number one seed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Time's yours.
215-592-9494. Speaking of number one seeds, doesn't look like St. Joseph's is going to be getting the number one seed. Well, I mean, they were getting beat by like 40. It was here back on the back TV.
Oh, okay.
Villanova lost Colin Gillespie last night to a serious knee injury, which is going to hurt him.
I don't care.
I mean, come on, man. He's a local kid. What's Archbishop Wood? That would hurt me. Come on, Jack. What are we trying to do here?
What is wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you?
What are we trying to do here? I know we're not allowed to talk about college basketball in depth. All right? I understand that.
We can't even mention it?
Yeah, we can't even mention it? 215-592-9494. The kid probably tore his ACL. You say you don't care. Coming up, Marks and Reese. Is there smoke around a possible Russell Wilson trade to the Cowboys? We'll give you the latest on that and continue your phone calls and your best quotes of all time. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.